بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter. باب تحريم وصف الشعر والوشم والوشر وهو تحليل الأسنان. The chapter on the prohibition of joining hair, tattooing and filing the teeth. And look how beautiful our deen is. Every aspect of our deen is shown to us. We are not yateem. We don't have to think. We don't have to think very hard. What do I have to do? Which way did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam adopt? What did he do in these circumstances? Our deen is so beautiful. Everything is pointed out to us to such an extent that with regards to hair extensions also, joining the hair, what does Sharia have to say? With regards to tattooing, what does Sharia have to say? And with regards to filing the teeth, what does Sharia have to say? All these things have been so beautifully spelled out to us, shown to us in the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال تعالى إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought the ayat of Quran like the muhaddithin would do, that when they would bring a chapter, they would first bring an ayat of Quran if they have, that ties up with the chapter that they are bringing, and then they bring the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us that in order of preference, in order of proofs, the first proof you have, the strongest proof you have, is the Quran Sharif. So he brought this ayat here that Allah Pak says, they worship only females and call upon the rebellious shayateen. Allah Pak has cursed him, referring to shaitan. He, shaitan, said, I will definitely take a fixed share from your servants. I will surely lead them astray and certainly instill hopes within them. I shall definitely command them and they will cut the ears of animals. I will command them and they will certainly change the creation of Allah. This last part of the ayat, I will command them and they will certainly change the creation of Allah. This is what he's tying up with our chapter. In other words, Allah Pak has created a person in a certain way. They will go out of their way to change that creation. Allah Pak had given them whatever color skin they got. Now they'll go and they'll tattoo, for example. And they'll change the way that Allah Pak has created. So they are changing that creation that Allah Pak had given them. Allah Pak had naturally made them a man, or naturally made a person a woman. Now you'll find a person going for an operation and changing that. He's not happy being a man, or he's not happy being a lady. So now he's going for an operation to change what Allah Pak has given him. I imagine this was something that was told to us that time. Anyway, this ayat of the Quran explaining various things, but one of the things is that they will certainly change the creation of Allah. So this was something that was told to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One other thing that was mentioned in this ayat is that I will definitely instill hopes within them. And this also, you see, the person has got unending hopes. Man is 70, he is 80, one leg, as we say, is in the qabr. But yet he's got hopes, distant hopes, that I'm going to live so long and I'm still going to do this investment and I'm going to do that investment. And another person that is sitting, a young person that is sitting there, is thinking to himself, but what is this man investing so much of time in his business, so much of time in this property, so much time in that investment, so much of stress about the taxes here, so much of stress. Shouldn't he just at this age now, focusing all his efforts on akhirat? But what shaitan does, he instills hopes. Even that man also that got one leg there in the qabr, he has also got distant hopes that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and this is the returns I'm going to get from here. He forgets that the day will come very soon that I'll have to leave this dunya. Let me put my hopes in akhirat. Let me put my hopes in those things that are everlasting. An Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha anna imra'atan salat an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam faqalat ya rasulallah inna ibnati asabatha al-hasba fatamarraqa sha'ruha وإني زوجتها أفأصل فيه فقال لعن الله الواصلة والموصولة متفق عليه وفي رواية الواصلة والمستوصلة. As an Asma رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that a woman asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, my daughter was afflicted by a skin disease which has caused her hair to fall off. I am about to get her married, so can I join hair to her head? Can I join hair to her head? We'll give the explanation just now. He replied, Allah Ta'ala has cursed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has replied, that Allah Pak has cursed the woman who joins hair and the woman whose hair is joined. So the one that is doing the joining also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed, and the woman, that woman who received and that woman whose hair is joined, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also cursed her. Another narration has it, the woman who joins hair and the woman who requests another to join her hair. عن حميد عن حميد بن عبد الرحمن أنه سمع معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه عام حج على المنبر وتناول قصة من شعر كانت في يد حرسي فقال يا أهل المدينة أين علماؤكم سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهى عن مثل هذه ويقول إنما هلكت بنو إسرائيل حين اتخذها نساؤهم متفق عليه. حميد بن عبد الرحمن reads that he heard Muawiyah radiallahu anhu on the pulpit in the year when he performed Hajj. He took a hand, so he was in the minbar and he was giving a talk. So what he had done was he had taken a handful of hair from a guard. What had happened was there was a woman that had joined her hair. In other words, the hair was coming to a certain extent. She had joined her hair with some other hair, and now that hair that she had joined had fallen off on the street. So the security guard, the guard that was there, had taken this thing and he had it in his hand. So now when Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had seen this, he took a handful of hair from a guard and he said, O people of Medina, where are your scholars? Where are your ulama? I heard. Now why he said, where are your ulama? It's because the ulama, when they see anything that is not right, immediately they're supposed to bring it to the attention of the people. They're supposed to correct it. So therefore he made a point to say that we are the ulama, that the woman here are doing these sort of things. There's it, the guard has got, in other words, the guard has got this hair that he has taken and showing them that women are doing these sort of things. Where are the ulama to stop the woman from doing this? So one point we learn from here is that when ulama stop people from doing things that are not correct, people shouldn't get offended. People shouldn't feel offended. Why are they telling us? Are they looking down at us? They're considering us to be inferior? Never ever think like this. This is the job that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ulama, to correct the people and to bring the right in front of them, to put the correct things in front of them so that they may be rightly guided. We should be very thankful. We all should be thankful when the ulama bring to our attention that this is right, this is incorrect, this is what we need to correct. So anyway, he said, where are your scholars? I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibiting this, saying the Banu Israel were destroyed when their woman adopted this practice. The Banu Israel, they were destroyed when their woman adopted this practice. Now what explain a little bit what is meant by this. According to our mazhab, the Hanafi mazhab, what it means is to use human hair to join to another human's hair. So one woman now to use another woman's hair to join to a hair, which is totally haram, incorrect, not permissible. Or to use hair of a napak animal, to take hair from a dog, for example, or to use hair that from any other napak animal, a pig, for example, those animals that are not permissible. Now to take that type of hair and join it, this is not permissible at all. Other mazhabs and other muhaddisin, they say no, the general application of this hadith is there, that any type of hair, whether it's synthetic or not synthetic, a woman is not allowed to wear this hair, she's not allowed to use a wig, nor is she allowed to join her hair. But the ulama of the Ahnaf, they've given permission that if it is permissible hair, if it is synthetic hair, there's nothing haram to the hair, then it is permissible for a woman to do it, and not for anybody, and not for the public and to impress others, permissible for her to do it for the pleasure of her husband, because sometimes she may have an illness or a sickness that doesn't allow her hair to grow. So for that purpose now, she's got a husband to keep him happy. She's permitted to keep this hair or extend the hair with these permissible types of extensions, and not to impress other people out on the road or anybody else who are ghayr mahram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.